Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text this morning is from the last reading. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon. The dragon and his angels fought back, but they were defeated. Today is the day when we commemorate the holy angels. It is named especially in honor of the only archangel mentioned in the Bible, Michael. The topic of angels may seem weird and absurd to some people and a waste of time to others, but to Christians who are nourished on the Word of God, it is a precious and joyful doctrine. The ever-present and watchful care of angels is one of the many blessings given to justified people, sinners whose guilt is washed away for Jesus' sake and who have been accepted lovingly by the Heavenly Father as His dear children. The doctrine about angels is not the saving gospel itself, the message of redemption through Christ Jesus, but it does underscore the gospel and emphasize the great love and goodwill of the Father toward us. We have been brought into the kingdom of Jesus Christ, who is the King of angels and who commissions the heavenly beings to guard and protect us. They are sent to serve those who are the heirs of salvation. As one pastor has put it, being cared for by the holy angels is one of the benefits accruing to the believers. And he calls Psalm 91 the world's greatest insurance policy, completely paid up and setting forth benefits like deliverance, salvation after this life, God's presence in trouble, and this promise in verse 11, He will command His angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. God uses angels to bless His people, as Psalm 34 says, the angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear Him and delivers them. In Romans 8, Paul very beautifully declares that no one can condemn us because God justifies us because of Christ. And then he lists all the things that cannot separate us from the love of God in Christ, including the angels and the demonic rulers. Of course they can't, since the demons are defeated under the lordship of Christ, and the holy angels are fighting with us and for us against the demons. Whatever raging the demons may still be doing against us, the angels fight against them. The readings for today describe Michael as the protector and champion of God's people. So the teaching about angels may not be the most important doctrine in the Bible, but it serves an important point. That is, as the Word of God sheds its light upon the path of those who are living in a restored fellowship with God, this revelation of the activity of the angels helps to shape the outlook of the people of God. God desires that it should become part of biblically informed Christian thinking. He wants us to know about the angels and about their helpful service, which is a gift from Him. When the storms of affliction beat down heavy upon the children of God, we can still be of good cheer because Jesus is with us, and the invisible army of God, the holy angels, has charge over us to fend off danger and harm. The scriptures are filled with stories of angels coming to help the believers, like Jacob, when he was going to and coming back from his uncle Laban's, and Daniel in the lion's den, and Peter in the prison. Christian people should get into the habit of speaking of the help of angels when they have an escape from harm instead of calling it chance or happenstance. I remember one time riding with a devout pastor when we almost had an accident, and he said, rightly, the angels were with us just now. I think the angels are often forgotten But what a surprise it would be to us if we would have the experience that Elisha's servant had when he was scared to death of the enemy army that was attacking. And Elisha prayed for him that his eyes might be opened to see the army of angels around them. And Elisha said, you see, there are more with us than there are with them. Dr. Luther called for remembering the angels in a sermon on St. Michael's Day. He said, you should be certain that the angels are protecting you when you go to sleep. Yea, they are protecting you also in all your business, whether you enter your home or leave your home. You should know that angels are at your side, not only in this life, but also in death. We remember, too, that we are not strangers to the angels, though they may be to us. They know us much better than we know them. They are watching us, active in our lives. There is rejoicing amongst them whenever a sinner repents, and they greatly desire to look into the matters of redemption. It's very encouraging to know that they want us to cling to Jesus until our death, when they will conduct us into Abraham's bosom in paradise. And when the Son of Man comes again, his holy angels will be with him, ready to lead us into our eternal home, to share with them in the everlasting joy, and to help them fill the halls of heaven with the never-ending hymn of praise. Luther has a good word here too. He says, it is very sure that angels are with us, and no one should ever have doubted it. It is certain not only that they are waiting for our coming into our future fatherland in heaven, but also that they are truly around us in this life, providing for, guiding our affairs, if only we would believe it. Therefore, Luther says, we should learn that our best and most loyal friends are the angels, invisible. By their faithfulness and benevolence, and by their many services of friendship, they greatly excel all of our visible friends. And so today we give thanks for the angels, our friends. Amen.